Well, hello. Good morning, everyone. Thank you. There's a few people out there. This morning, as has been said to you through the service, we're thinking about the words that we say and how we say them. And Stephen's been teaching me brilliantly this morning. Thank you, Stephen, for that memory verse. Try it one more time with me. I hope my
words and my thoughts please you.
Brilliant. Lord, you are my who saves me. Brilliant. And that's what we're going to be thinking about. Because the words that we say and how we say them can be extremely powerful. Now, kids, I'm going to get you to help me in a little minute, but I've got some friends over here that I'm going to ask to come and join us. Lucy, Bert, Daisy, Carl, anybody there?
Hello, Derek.
Hello.
Everybody say hello to the gang.
Hello.
Guys, I really need your help this morning because we're thinking about good and helpful words that we say. Guys, can you take a little moment and think about any times that people say good, helpful things to you? Can you have a wee think?
Yes, Derek, I can think of a time.
Brilliant, listen.
It was when I got my spellings right in class, and the teacher said, "Well done, Lucy." I felt really good about that.
Yes, Lucy, sometimes we can feel really encouraged when people tell us how well we've done, and that makes us feel really good inside. Thank you. That's an encouraging word. Well done. Any others, guys?
Yes, Derek.
Bert.
Yes, I know another time when my mum tells me that she loves me.
Oh.
Dad tells me that too, you know.
Isn't it so assuring to know that we're loved and that when people tell us that they love them? But you know something else, Bert? It's even great if you tell mum and dad that you love them because they feel really good inside. And husbands, don't forget to tell your wives as well. Okay, guys, any other times?
My friends say thank you when I invite them over to play. And my mom tells me to always say thank you when I've been to someone's house too.
That's great, Carl. Words that are polite. And when we are grateful when people have invited us over to play, yeah, it's good to have grateful words. Brilliant. Have we anything else?
Yes. When I'm sad or upset, my mom tells me everything will be all right and usually gives me a big hug.
Who loves big hugs? Yeah, hugs are comforting and they help us and they love us. Garth, go on, smile. Guys, that's been brilliant because we've been thinking of powerful words that encourage us, that comfort us, that reassure us and help us. Thanks very much for your help. We'll maybe get you back shortly for a little quiz. Is that okay?
I love quizzes. That would be great. See you later, Derek.
See you in a mo. In the book of James, tucked away at the end of the New Testament, James has a lot to say about the words that we use. He talks about our tongue and the words that we say and whether they are for a good thing or for a bad thing. For if we could control our tongues, James says, we could be perfect and could also control ourselves in every way. In other words, if we could only talk right and say the right words, it would probably lead to right actions. We would do the right thing, and we would then live the right way. The Bible calls that being like Jesus, being righteous. And it's all got to do with this thing called self-control. After all, it's a fruit of the Spirit, and God seems to be saying to us, if we get ourselves self-controlled, we can use the right words in the right places, then our actions will be right, and we can live right. But you know, James goes on to say that our tongues are very good about talking about ourselves. We're very good about bragging about big things. And it's not only young kids. When I'm out in the playground as a teacher, sometimes you'll hear kids saying, you know, my daddy's bigger than your daddy. Or, my mummy's got more money than your mummy. Or my birthday party was bigger and better than your birthday party. Seems to be this thing called pride, that we brag about the things that we think are good, and then we don't like it when we have to give in. But you know, folks, it's not only the little children in our houses who brag. It's some of the big kids who like to brag in our houses when they say, my team is better than your team. And when my team doesn't win, then the sparks of anger and frustration and temper maybe come in. So bear with me. For some of us, or for folks who may have been down at the Ulster match last night in Dublin, it might have been a long drive home, was it, Gareth? If you're an Arsenal fan, it might have been a long, long wait to that 109th minute when you got the third goal and you won. Or maybe, dare I say it, if you're a Man U fan, it's been a long season when you've had to learn the humility of losing and not winning. You see, we're not very good at this winning and losing, of this giving and taking, because what is it that we teach our kids? It's not the winning that matters, it's the... What absolute rubbish, it's winning at all costs. And the thing that we should be teaching our kids and our young people and our older grown-up kids, those sports fans, is that it's not the winning or the losing, but it's whether I can be self-controlled with my words and stay friends with my friends around me. Now, we're going to put that to the test. We're going to have a wee competition. So, just as I'd said to my puppet friends, gang, can you come back in, please? We're going to have a competition. We're going to have a competition between this gang and the rest of the church, okay? And it's going to take the form of a little quiz. Five very simple questions to which there are three answers each time. Now, I'm going to need two or three slightly bigger kids to be the adjudicators. That's just a big posh word to say you're the referee. Could have two or three kids who might want to be referees. Come on. Any volunteers? Up you come, pet. Up one. We'll have one girl. We'll have one guy. Yep, up you come. And anybody from upstairs? Let me girl, their hand up at the back there. Yeah, you come on running down while I explain what everybody has to do. Brilliant. Now, we're going to get five questions, and there's going to be a possibility of three answers each time. So guys, this is what you've got to do. You've got to watch out. If you gang think the answer's A, you put your hands on your head, okay? If you think the answer's B, just fold your arms. And if you think the answer's C, I want you to tap your legs, your thighs. So could we have a wee practice? And you watch this, they all do it up there. If you think the answer's A, what do you do? Brilliant. If you think the answer's B, and if you think the answer's C. Now, that's not fair, because my poor wee friends over here have got short arms and legs. So I tell you what, guys, you can chat together about the answers, and Deanne's going to be your team leader, and Deanne is going to get the answer. Now, are we ready to go? Well, we have a wee chat. Now, guys, I need you to watch what that lot do, okay? Because if lots of people do the head, that means the answer is A we're going to go for. If a lot of people fold their arms, it's going to be B. And if a lot of people tap their knees, it's going to be C. Okay, it's a straightforward quiz. And remember, we're going to see how we cope with winning and losing in it. Here we go. Question one. God spoke to Moses. Was it through FaceTime? Was it through a burning bush? Or was it through one of the rector's sermons? Go on, have a go. Which is it? Which are most people doing? What do you think most people are doing?
I know the answer,
I wonder if they're puppets. I don't think that gang will get it right. Okay. What are you going for?
Is it the burning bush?
Burning bush. Are we going for burning bush too, guys? Let's see if it's burning bush. Yes, it's burning bush. So that's... Oh, can you also keep the score, guys? So that's 1 point to the gang over there and 1 point to all these folks. Can you manage that? Have you got enough hands? I'll tell you what. You keep the score for this crew. Pet, can you keep the score for the gang behind you? And the three of us will all chat and see what the final score is. Okay, question two. God spoke to Joseph, son of Jacob. Was it in dreams? Was it by text message? Or was it by reading his Bible? Come on, A, B, or C? Come on, let's see. If you think it's A, hands in your head, take a look up
down.
If you think it was B, fold your arms. If you think it was C, tap your legs. I think they think it was, well, not sure. Have I got an answer?
Down. The answer is reading the Bible. I know Joseph read his Bible a lot, so that must be right.
So you guys are going for C. What are these guys going for?
C.
Oh, but take a look. What have they got? They've got their hands on there. A, right. So you guys are going for A. You guys are going for C. Let's see which it is. Yes, it's dreams. So how many points have they got?
2 points.
How many points have the gang got one? Don't worry, guys. You'll get a chance to keep going. Come on. Question 3. Shepherds heard about Jesus' birth from the star, on Twitter, or from an angel. I'm sure the angel didn't look like that. But nonetheless,
you can see
very clearly what they're going for.
Oh, I remember. This was from an angel and the shepherds. They were really frightened, you know.
So you're going for... What are these guys going for? C. Okay, that's C. Is it C? Of course it's C. Well done. So another point for you guys and a point for you guys. So at the minute, what's the score?
3 points.
3 points, 2 points. Brilliant. Right, we're getting there. Question 4. Jesus once spoke to a crowd by standing on a chair, standing on a boat, or standing on a bridge. Think carefully about
this one.
Let me see. Right. Okay, you be thinking. You watch what everybody's doing. What about you guys?
It must be a bridge. It would have been too dangerous standing on a chair or a boat. So the answer must be a bridge.
So you guys are going for bridge. What are these guys going for? Let me see. Oh, they've crossed their arms. They must be going for? They're going for the boat, for B. Let's see. Who knows their Bible well? Well done. It's a boat. That's another point for you guys. Oh, last question coming up. Jesus wants us to use A, angry words, B, friendly words, or C, bossy words. Have a think. Come on, A, B, or C. This is the last time. Oh, very good. Guys, have you come up with an answer there?
Yes, this one is easy. Jesus wants us to be friendly to others. Is that right?
Okay, well, let's take a look around here. What are they all doing? They've got their arms crossed, so they're going for B as well. Of course, Jesus wants us to have friendly words. Did anybody work out the score there? This team got
5 points.
Give yourselves a big clap. Whoa, 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 whoa. And, oh, what did the gang get?
3.
Oh, dear.
That's not fair. I wanted to win. I'm not playing again. I don't like these stupid quizzes. Come on, guys. Let's go and do something more interesting than this.
The four walked off. Oh, thank you very much. Give the judges a wee clap. All right. We're thinking about, I hope my words and thoughts are pleasing. Carl doesn't sound too good, does he? I think he's a bit cross. I wonder on my thermometer how he's feeling. He doesn't feel pretty calm and happy. He doesn't feel just okay. You see, he was bragging that his team were going to win. And now that it hasn't worked out, he's saying things which aren't particularly good, helpful, or friendly. So I think Carl is getting up that thermometer a bit. I think he's getting into the red zone. And kids and big kids, grown-ups, when our tempers begin to grow, when things don't go our way, and we're not controlled about it, we're a bit like a balloon. And as the balloon gets bigger and bigger, there's only one thing the balloon will do. Sorry, did I scare somebody? And therefore, our tempers get out of hand. And that's why, maybe in the house, when the team that your house have been supporting don't win, there's an airy silence, or it's hard going in the house for that weekend, or when we don't get our way. There's nothing wrong with being competitive, but what is wrong when I'm not self-controlled to to think about my words and think about my actions. So what should we do? Well, how are we going to help our friends? Because we left the competition between the two groups, and this gang aren't happy. They're in a bit of a stump. So let's see if we could help them. I think the first thing we could do is we could stop and help them all to relax. So to relax, we're going to take a great big deep breath in. I want you to imagine that's a lovely bunch of strawberries up there. When I say go, I want you to breathe in and smell the strawberries. And then I'd like you to blow out the candles on the birthday cake and blow in the back of your hand. Are you ready? One, two, breathe in, smell the strawberries. Blow out the candles. You've got more candles on your birthday cakes than that, folks. Okay, let's try that again. Big deep breath in. Smell the strawberries. Blow out the candles. And there are a number of ways that we need to teach ourselves to calm, to relax. And that's the first way. And then maybe we need to think and maybe we need to pray. Our great Bible verse this morning talked about our Lord being our rock, the one who saves us. So when I get my words wrong, when I get a bit of a temper going, then I need to stop and say sorry to Jesus, the rock who's dependable, and to ask him to help me to be more self-controlled and to use better words. So first, relax. Two, maybe stop, think, and pray. And then thirdly, something that we need to do. Well, there's something we need to do with the gang here. Gang, would you mind coming back now that you've taken your lovely big deep breaths? We're all nice and relaxed. Carl, you're nice and relaxed. Give me a high five there. So let's help them think this out. There was Carl, and Carl representing his team, and there's me representing our team. You know, Carl, you were a little bit sad that you didn't win, and it's okay. It really is okay to feel that way. But you know, guys, this team won. The girls and boys won. So it's polite for you to say to them, well done. And you know, for the rest of us, how can we help them over their bragging and over their difficulties? Well, yeah, we're happy that we won. But you know, Carl's team are sad. So perhaps we should be self-controlled and should say something friendly and helpful to them. So maybe, guys, you gang need to say well done to the girls and boys out there. And maybe we all out here on this team need to tell them that we enjoyed playing with them. Thank you, we enjoyed playing. Better luck next time. Do you think we could have a go? Could we have a little practice at it? So guys, after two, one, two,
well done, guys.
And then one, two, thank you. We enjoyed playing. Better. And that's something for us to do. We're being controlled. We're being helpful. So guys, will you join in the quiz next time, okay? We're all happy. We're all friends. Give them a little clap, please. Okay. Just take a little break for a second. You guys want to drop down? So what we're saying is we get our words right, we'll get our actions right. If we get our actions right, we'll be able to live right. But sometimes it doesn't work out that way. Sometimes we like to brag. Sometimes we lose a wee bit of our emotions, get a bit hot-tempered. So sometimes we can be saying words about ourselves, but you know, also our talk can be a little bit careless about other people. I want us to listen in for a little minute. Tell you what, kids, can you do something for me? Because you're going to have to listen really hard here. Can you rub the top of your ears, rub the whole way down to the bottom, and then pull twice. That'll help you to listen. And huddle in, because we've got two more friends up here who have just come out of church today, and you've got to listen really well to what they are talking about.
Yeah, thanks, John. Really great today.
That new leader thinks he's so cool. He really annoys me. Hey, did you talk to that new girl in our youth group today?
Yeah. She seems nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Did you see the way that slimy Jeremy was sucking up to her?
Anyway, What was John going on about in youth church today?
Oh, you know, how Christians ought to watch what they're saying.
Got to go. See you at cafe church tonight.
Sure. Perhaps that new girl will be there tonight.
Thank you, guys. You know, sometimes we need to be right talking with our words about other people. And it's very easy after you've been to an event like this to go home and criticize and judge others and talk about people. But we've got to be self-controlled and to be positive and to be good and to be helpful. So maybe when we're thinking about other people, we need to stop and not judge people. So when we go home, don't criticize the speaker. Don't criticize the music. Don't criticize the length of time you were here. Stop and think, because I want to be self-controlled. And maybe think and pray, well, what should I say and do instead? So if I really think that person's unfriendly and criticizing them for them, how about next week I stay behind at coffee and have a chat and get to know them? Or maybe I'll get involved with that home group or that activity in church so that we can, you know, get involved, get to know people, and find out what it's really like, why it can be stressful. So we've got to think and pray what we can do. And then we've got to live our lives for Jesus by our words and by our actions. So really, to finish, folks, what I would like us all to do this week is to have a wee think, to be conscious of the words that we use, whether we're kids, whether we're teenagers, whether we're grown-ups. Let's have a wee think about the words that we use. Let's be conscious of their power. And let's be self-controlled. Because if we're self-controlled, we'll say the right thing, we'll do the right thing, and we'll live the right way for Jesus. So that it might be our prayer that this week, that we hope that all our words and thoughts please God. And that he is our rock, the one who will save us, the one who will guide us, the one whom we can depend on.